Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Janet Kramer was on One Tree Hill. She's an actress turned country singer. Doesn't really matter who she is.
No, she's hot. Pretty sure she's hot. The only reason I know that is because I flipped on that audience music sometimes on DirecTV. And some chick was singing some new country crap, but she was really good looking. And in the interview situation, they asked her, and she was on a TV show before she became a singer, right? So I'm pretty good. I'm pretty sure she's a good-looking woman.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be correct.
Hat. Am I right? Yeah.
She's got short little shorts on in the image I'm looking at.
Yeah, she's hot. Music sucks, but she's hot.
On stage singing.
She says that she will not hire an attractive nanny because of her husband's history of cheating and ongoing sex addiction.
That's a smart girl.
Michael Caussin, I think, is his name. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. Caussin. Caussin.
Plus, she's got a history of sex addiction and cheating.
Yes.
Well, then why is she even with the guy then? The cheating
She loves
part.
Him.
Okay.
Okay. But it seems like there may be some trust issues.
So they're going to bring in Mrs. Doubtfire so he doesn't bang it, right?
Yes.
But sex addiction, he would bang Mrs. Doubtfire. So this is more about him. She's just afraid he's going to cheat on somebody.
Yeah, or, you know, if she goes out on the road like a lot of country people do, he would just find somebody different than the nanny to bang if you're a sex addict.
Yeah, but how does that make you feel if you're the nanny who gets hired?
Now, on the right. Well, if she's an old matronly lady, she knows she's not going to be sexual piece of ass.
If it's a younger girl, okay, you're ugly enough, sure. You're hired.
You don't even ask their credentials. You'll scare the kids with that face, that's fine, but that's you're ugly enough.
I mean, I got the job, but I got the job.
You bring the husband in. Are you hot for this? Nope.
Nothing? Okay, you're hired.
She says, you're playing with fire. She says she feels like some of these girls.
She watched Lifetime movies, that's why.
Well, that, and and she's familiar with the Ben Affleck and the Gavin Rossdale story.
Oh, yeah.
But if I were the nanny, I would take that as a challenge. Because, you know, it wouldn't be that hard to break down a sex addict.
No, it wouldn't be.
She says she feels like some of those girls put off more of a sexier vibe. She was actually, she has a podcast. Mm-hmm. She got to talking about the girls that post their pictures trying to get nanny jobs. And she says she doesn't understand that some of these girls post pictures because they, you know, don't you know a female is hiring? Don't post your perky boob photo when you're trying to get a nanny job.
Oh, I got it.
She says that you don't necessarily post an ugly photo, but dress for the part.
I've been at this resort once in a while. We're in Florida, and I've seen guys and their wives and a couple real little kids and a hot chick with them who is basically at least either the vacation nanny or the nanny. They always bring people along so they can do their own. They got a lot of money. They got their own deal going. And these girls, I saw two or three that are just drop dead, and they're in bikinis by the pool, and the dudes are somewhere between, you know, 5 years younger than me and 20 years older than me. I'm saying, how the hell you do? And they got sunglasses on, they're sitting there, the girl's bending down, and you see his wife come up, and she's not ugly, but she's also the older, she could tell she's the mom, and she sits down, and I'm thinking, this hot piece of 21-year-old ass is walking around in front of them the whole time. I don't know how they do it.
Well, I think in many cases, the 21-year-old doesn't give a damn about the guy leering at her.
In most cases, they don't. But I'm just saying, the guy has to just be around that all the time.
Yes, he does.
Right?
Well, from the video.
And she starts drinking. If the guy does have money, the girl might have ulterior motives, the nanny.
Yep, they put the kids to bed.
Right.
That's your hedonism threesome
right there. Oh, no, the wife's not involved here. I think they're getting in trouble.
Oh, you don't think so?
I think she's getting in trouble.
Now, from the videos I've seen, they all end up in bed together.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's because you Google those videos.
Every time.
You say hot babysitter. I do, too. Just if you don't Google babysitter.
It's crazy. Well, every time.
And that's just a Jamaica Board of Tourism ads.
Yeah. But you're right, though. She said this out loud. Now, whoever hires, you remember, that's the lady that says she was going to hire a, you know, a pig.
She says she's going for more of an Alice from the Brady Bunch type.
Oh, God. Oh. So she's being really just
Alice.
I think she's being brutal.
Large Marge from Pee-wee's Great Adventure. Yeah,
She's going for Alice.
Marge is a truck driver, though. So.
Yeah, I know.
And scary as hell.
Yeah. Alice. Yeah. This woman, she just sounds stupid now.
Well, okay.
But she sounds stupid now.
Do you think? What do you think about this?
A girl could be hot and not bang the damn... She's worried about her husband.
Yeah, she sounds...
Well, and here's why. They separated after just a year of marriage in 2016. When it was revealed he cheated on her numerous times, he sought treatment for sex addiction. They renewed their vows in 2017. He admitted he had a relapse in 2018, but it did not include sex outside of their marriage. He is apparently now 1 year sober, whatever the hell that means.
What's the relapse?
Yeah.
Masturbating in the park?
We never heard.
Sex inside the marriage?
Look at this.
I wonder...
What the hell does that mean?
It could. I don't know.
No, he masturbated or something in public or something. That's what I'm thinking. A lot.
Yeah. Because if you have sex inside the marriage, that's not cheating, is it?
No. Usually not.
I don't know
what that means.
Well, I don't know what that means.
He did something wrong that she didn't approve of. That's it. But it wasn't sex. He might have been trolling for sex.
It could have been sharing pictures and
right,
whatnot.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's good looking, though. He still cheated on her. Show me a good looking woman. Tired of banging that.
Take it out.
I think Ann B. Davis, the actress who played Alice, they should hire a girl who looks just like her. If this guy's a sex addict, he'll tag that anyway. He's tagging Alice. That's a great band name, Tagging Alice, isn't it?
Right.
It is.
And then she retaliates by tagging Sam the Butcher. Ah, the Brady Bunch
gotta
fans.
It's got to be the butcher's ass. Right.
She was married to her ex-husband is Jonathan Scheck from The Wonders.
Oh, yeah. He married her after he married, after he dumped, after...
Yeah, they were married
he broke
for,
up with,
for like 2 years.
Because his first wife was... Scheck was married to what's her face, the blonde we all love. Man, check it out.
Was this after he dumped Liv Tyler?
No, that was the TV.
On the movie.
Don't screw me up here. Julie Bowen is a blonde we all love.
Julie Solomon. Christina Applegate.
Yeah, he was married
to Christina Applegate from 01 to 07. Yeah. Then he was married to her for 010 and 011. And now he's got another wife, Julie Solomon.
I wonder, we talked to him once. He must have dumped her because she was maybe spying on him all the time. She sounds really...
Well, she just sounds a little insecure.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of trust.
Yeah. She's a famous, good-looking woman with a career, and she's worried about a nanny. The husband's the douchebag here. Dump his ass.
Well, he's got a problem.
Yeah, of course he does. He likes banging other people.
He has a disease, Tyler. No,
he doesn't. He just likes banging other people.
Right. So cut the guy a little slack.
Yeah, if he's a real sex addict, they have to get rid of all the melons in the house, too.
Yeah. He's working on it.
Come on.
Exactly. And Alice bends over. That's a nice ass, don't you think?
But he just has that sex addiction where he likes to bang other chicks.
Exactly.
Other hot chicks.
Which means he's just a cheater. That's all it means.
He wants some Alice Wolf.
Yeah, I think you're giving other actual sex
she
addicts
hadn't
a bad
anything
name.
With that in 60 years.
Craig just made me imagine Alice Wolf, he said. Great author. That's she hadn't broke out the weed eater for years on that one.
She has not.
No.
That is, no.
All right.
No.
That's horrible.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he was talking about her bending over. For some reason, I got rear burger in my head. And holy
but
cow.
But you made it worse.
Well, yeah. We're talking ZZ Top.
Yeah. Also 1972 rear burger. By the way, that's what Sam used to sell, too, rear burger.
Yeah, it was a...
It was something on the Sam the Butcher.
By the pound.
Jason Bonham is retracting
he's retracting a true story.
Yeah.
That's all this is. And I'm thinking, this is so lame. I had no problem with Jimmy Page saying, hey, here's some blow when you're 16 in that scene. And that whole scene, I had no problem with that.
Yeah.
It's rock and roll. It's crazy time.
It's what happens.
It's what happens.
Just tell us the story.
So, obviously, Jimmy Page is upset that this got out. Now he's just retracting it, which means
Jason Bonham told a story a couple of weeks ago claiming that Jimmy Page had introduced him to cocaine when he was 16. Now, Jason Bonham is retracting the story on his website and says it is wholly untrue that Mr. J. Page offered me any illegal substances, either when I was a minor or at all.
I don't get this.
Jimmy called him up and said, dude, come on.
Retract this.
Yeah, I know I did, but don't tell everybody.
That's exactly what happened. So that retraction means nothing. And I'm not... Who was mad at Jimmy Page in that story?
Someone probably was.
He was.
Jason's
he probably
mom.
Didn't like
it. Yeah, Jason's mom.
Yeah, but she was right.
Your
there.
Mom called me and she's pissed. Yeah.
And mom would do that too.
Yeah.
She doesn't care who you are. Yeah. She's got Jimmy Page's number.
Jason Bonham.
What are you doing giving my kid cocaine when
Jason
he was
Bonham is like 50 years old.
At least.
You know, so what's it matter?
Well, it's the principle. You know, she's
surprised.
Jimmy Page's ass up and down.
You're right. He answered. He sees her caller ID.
Yep. Yeah. I suppose I got to take this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's 52.
Yeah.
He's 52 and his mom is still mad.
Yeah, this is Zeppelin. This is, you know, these crazy stories of rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like handing the kid a beer in real life. 16-year-old kid, here's a beer, you know, back in the day. People did it all the time. So what's the difference between that and blow behind stage at a Zeppelin show?
Well, blow wasn't as dangerous back then.
Well, it was around.
It was not.
It was totally around. It was just another substance people used.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.